Now, it's being described as the first ever sound map of the world's sacred, spiritual and religious spaces.
Cristo y la vida, que hay aguas que están brotando, agua de vida saludable para mí.
That's a call to prayer in Morocco, a prayer wheel being turned in Kathmandu, and the sound of church bells ringing in the Italian village of Villa del Conte. Just three of the stopping off points on the Sacred Spaces sound map. Well, Stuart Fowkes is behind the project, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's really interesting sound, that, and it brings home to you something of the daily lives of people, I guess. What was the idea behind all this?
So this project's part of a kind of wider project called Cities and Memory, which is about mapping and documenting the sounds of the world. And the reason we're doing it is kind of is threefold, really. One is to show people the beauty of the sound around us, because, you know, sound surrounds us every single day. It's incredibly close to our lives. It's, you know, sound is the first sense we're aware of before we can see, we can hear. So it's encouraging people to listen to the world around them and maybe listen a little bit differently, a little bit more closely, because what we also need to do is think about how sound is changing and whether we need to protect it and preserve it. But in order to do that, of course, we first need to recognise it. So sacred spaces are a great example of this. They're beautiful sounds, and they're sounds that mark out our lives and have marked out our lives for many hundreds of years and continue to do so.
Yeah, there's something particularly ancient about some of that, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. I mean, if you think about the bell sounds, those bell sounds you play were actually from Cortina d'Ampezzo in Italy rather than Villa del Conte, because I've become a specialist in bells and I can now identify an individual ding. But anyway, if you think about it, in medieval times, you know, the loudest sound someone would have heard outside the battle or an earthquake or something like that would have been a bell. And they organise daily life in a way that actually still happens in many towns around the world. So if you take, for example, Villa del Conte, which is a town that I know very well in northern Italy, the bells there ring three times a day. So they ring to wake you up in the morning, they ring around lunchtime, and they ring at 9 o'clock, which is called the Campana della Sera, which is to basically tell everyone it's time to go to bed. And until very recently, they were rung by hand. So my partner's grandfather would actually cycle to the church three times a day to ring those bells. What they do is they become the kind of the pulse, you know, the heartbeat of the village, where every aspect of your life from day to day, and also bigger elements like funerals, weddings, baptisms, things like that, are all just mapped out by the sound of bells, and they become part of your life.
It is a worldwide project. Is there a Scottish element to all of this? Not just the sacred spaces, but the wider project?
Yeah, to the wider project, there's quite a few sounds from Scotland. I know off the top of my head, we have things from Edinburgh, we have Loch Ness on there, we have Pitlochry and a few other places. So there are some Scottish sounds. And also, as with the rest of the project, those sounds have all been reimagined. So they're remixed, they're reworked by artists. And there's a musical or a kind of abstract or just a different version of each sound on the map. So you can kind of navigate through two different types of sound world.
Technology has improved to the extent where almost everybody wandering around now has a sound recording device in their pocket, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same principle as photography, really. They always say that the best camera you've got is the one you happen to have on you at the time. And it's exactly the same thing with audio recording equipment. Like something like an iPhone can get a very serviceable recording now. So I would encourage anyone that's out and hears something interesting today to snap it on their iPhone and email it across to us, because we'd love to hear it.
Right, well, that's a good plug. So where do they email it to?
They can email it to, if they visit citiesandmemory.com, they can see the Sacred Spaces project and they can get in touch there and hear the sounds from Scotland too.
Okay, and what's your favourite sound?
My favourite sound from this project, I think the songs are the ones that really kind of make the hair stand up on the back of my neck. So whether that's kind of night vespers in a Georgian church, or whether it's an Orthodox mass in Albania, whether it's Hare Krishna procession in Cardiff, or whether it's the simple sounds of hymns, I think the way that that voices are used in sacred spaces just really kind of gets the hairs standing up on the back of my neck.
Stuart Fowkes, from that Sacred Spaces Sound Map project. Thanks very much. 21 minutes past seven.